We'll be talking with Tony Fletcher, author of In the Midnight Hour, The Life and Soul of Wilson Pickett. Is this your favorite Wilson Pickett song, by the way? Do you like this one?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah. No. I'm going In the Midnight Hour.
You like In the Midnight Hour?
I prefer that. Okay, In the Midnight Hour.
Okay. Do you know he did a version of Sugar Sugar, the Archies tune?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, we can play that a little bit later.
Good.
But I played Mustang Sally because we're talking about cars this time around. This segment is all about safe teen driving. Tire Rack Street Survival Teen Driver Safety is coming to Elyria. It'll be at Lorain County Community College on Saturday, June 24th from 8 to 4. This teen driving school helps, I guess, teach teens simple driving techniques, because they say that simple driving errors cause the majority of fatal accidents. And obviously, I don't know, since the beginning of this month, even since, you know, the end of May, we've had these tragic stories about teens losing their life and car accidents, different circumstances along the way. This is a driving school that teaches more than you would get just to get your license. And to help us understand what it's all about is Bob McDonald. He joins us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So let's talk about what this Tire Rack Street Survival for Teen Drive, what do they learn at something like this, and what happens during this this Saturday event?
Well, we work on a couple of different key aspects of driving for teens. We want to get them more aware. The biggest problem for a teen is they just don't have the experience. So we do some classroom things where we teach them about the car, about what's going on in the car. And then we, most importantly, do a bunch of in-car exercises where the kids get to experience things like braking. You know, we force them to brake to the point where if their car has ABS, the ABS kicks in. Many people have never pushed the brake pedal hard enough to feel the ABS. And when they do feel that pulsing feeling through the brake pedal, they think, oh, my God, something's going wrong with my car, when in fact, that's probably the most efficient braking they're going to get. We do some maneuvering tests where they get to feel what the car's like when you're trying to avoid something. So the only option when there's something happening in front of you isn't necessarily to just stand on the brakes, but sometimes you can steer around the problem.
The teens, they drive in their own car. So what they're using is the vehicle that they would normally drive on the road, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is correct. Yep.
Okay.
Well, and to that end, some of those cars are older cars and don't have ABS. So those folks get the opportunity to see what it's like if their brakes lock. And the coach in the car with them will instruct them and tell them what to do when that happens, so that they can, a car does not stop efficiently if you lock the tires and they're skidding across the pavement. We work on that with them. We do some exercises where we wet the pavement with soapy water, so it's like ice, and let them experience what it feels like when the car starts to slide on ice, and give them the opportunity to correct a skid, to understand the difference between whether the car is sliding at the front or sliding at the back, and what appropriate action to take when the car starts to skid so that they can correct that and straighten the car out. We do some basic things with them, like going over the car first thing in the morning and just showing them how to check tire pressure and why it's important that tire pressure be correct. Show them how to set their mirrors to minimize the blind spots around their car. We have a semi come in, and the kids all get to go up and sit in the driver's seat of a semi and look in the mirrors and see how limited the visibility is behind them, because part of what we're trying to teach them is to be good citizens on the highway and to understand that we're all sharing the road together as drivers. It's a contract we have with one another, that we share the road and that we're respectful of one another. And get them to look further ahead and think about what's happening and anticipate situations rather than being surprised by a situation when the bumper in front of them suddenly is stopping and they hadn't seen that coming. We detonate an airbag with a bottle of water on top of it, which generally will launch about 300 feet in the air, just to teach them that, you know, sitting with their feet up on the dashboard over top of the airbag or with their hands, with their arms crossed across the steering wheel is potentially going to create an injury situation for them. So it's a lot of very practical hands-on, intermixed with some classroom training and videos and slides, multimedia classroom kind of presentation, so that it's what much more experiential learning, I would say, rather than somebody just telling them, well, if the car starts to slide, you should steer into the slide. I can't tell you how many people have asked me, what does steer into the slide really mean? So we give them the opportunity to feel that and to do it and to get the confidence that if the car starts to slide, they can correct it and they can solve the problem before it gets worse.
Bob, some newer vehicles have safety and sensor technology. Do you get into that at all?
Yeah, we do. Obviously, you're correct. There's cars with traction control, and there's cars with all kinds of different levels. And it's part of why, when you mentioned a few minutes ago that the students drive their own car, it's so that we're actually doing these exercises. The braking is the best example I can think of, but also lane change maneuvers or things like that. They get to feel what it's like. Most of those technologies work by maybe pulsing a brake on one corner or the other. So the idea is, when you feel that, don't be surprised by that. Don't think, oh my God, there's something wrong with my car, but understand how the car is working with you and trying to help you. It's an older car. It's a little more analog, if you would. The driver has to do more of the correcting, but the key for us is just get them the experience, know what's happening in their car, and understand that that's to be expected, to give them that experience to go, yes, I've felt that sensation before. I know that that's my car stopping or turning at its maximum capability.
We're talking today with Bob McDonald from the Tire Rack Street Survival Teen Driver Safety that's coming to Lorain County Community College. It'll be Saturday, June 24th from 8 to 4 p.m. It's open to licensed and permitted drivers ages 15 to 21, so you're kind of focusing on that area where new drivers, people maybe with not experience, this is also a high, I guess, this is the age range where a lot of fatal accidents occur for drivers. So it's a good way to get them the skills. How do you deal with issues that sort of related to blind spots, but just you're on the road, you come across any particular configuration of a road, there's a lot of this, over a hill, a slight hill, an angle that's not quite a right angle at a road, you might not have the same vision. Do you kind of talk about sort of when you're approaching sort of even unfamiliar area, how to be alert for possible dangers?
We do. Yep. In fact, one of our exercises we call Eyes Up. And the whole goal of that exercise is to get the kids to look much further out in front of them. Even when you're coming over a rise or to a blind corner, there are clues that you can see. Oftentimes you can look at the trees. So if you're coming over a hill, is it clear ahead or are there trees ahead? If there's trees ahead, there's likely a corner there because you're not going to drive into the trees. So there's things like that we talk to. And then obviously there's always the, slow down. If you can't see and if you don't know what's happening, then it's probably a good idea to slow down and be well within your ability to control the car if as you come through that blind area, you are caught off guard. A lot of what we talk to, particularly in the classroom, is just awareness, situational awareness is what we call it. So being aware of the other cars around you, being aware of what's going on. And it is, it's interesting because you said something a moment ago. One of the statistics I have from the national organization is that 89.3% of drivers will have an accident in their first 3 years when they get their license. We know from a lot of data that driving motor vehicle accidents kill more teens than drugs, guns, street crime. It's the number one killer of teens in America today. And just something I'm looking at right now says that on an annual basis, more than 5,000 teens are involved in a fatal crash in the States between the ages of 15 and 20. So it's what we've seen going on locally here is it's really devastating, but it's representative of what's happening all over the country.
Bob, do you have the kids put away their mobile devices?
Yeah. One of the exercises we do is actually called distracted driving. And what we do is we try to make this fun for the kids. We think it engages them more. So we do a simple slalom course, and we have them drive through it a number of times. And, they all want to see if they can do better the second time or the third time than they did the first time. So after they've driven through it three or four times, and we go, so you feel pretty good with that. They say, they're feeling pretty confident. And then we say, okay, so do me a favor and just send mom a text message and say hi while we drive the course this time. And some of them will do it, and some of them have been listening enough in class that they absolutely refuse. And so that's great. If they absolutely refuse, we're pleased with that. The ones that do it usually mow down a bunch of cones and suddenly realize that, oh, wow. Or at best, they might get through the course, but suddenly they're 10 seconds slower than they were the time they went through it without using the phone. Those who won't use the phone or do something like that, we say, okay, this is easy. How about you count backwards from 100 by fives while we drive through this course? And even something as simple as that distracts them enough that they usually knock over a couple of cones, they're slower, and we think drives home the point that your brain really can't do both of these things at once, no matter how simple you think they are. You really have to devote your attention to driving the car when you're driving the car.
Well, it's a safe environment to show the mistakes on a place like over at Lorain County Community College, where you've got the course set up and instructors who know what they're doing and how to get the best out of the students. There's a $75 per student cost, I understand, but you can sometimes get insurance benefits, or even maybe there's a possibility for discounts related to that. How do people sign up for this particular, again, it's coming up on June 24th at Lorain County Community College. How do they go about doing that?
Go to Street Survival, StreetSurvival.org, and look for Lorain County Community College. The homepage where you land has a whole list of schools that are going on across the country. If you scroll down, they're in chronological order by date, so you'll find Lorain County Community College, being that one's coming up in 2 weeks. It's pretty high up on the list right now. And just click on that link, and we use an online registration process, and it's very simple.
Sounds good.
There's a lot of information on that website as well for anybody who has questions, and you'll find an email address for myself and for the national director of the program there, so somebody can send us an email if they have questions. We do restrict certain what are called high center of gravity vehicles, lifted trucks or SUVs. Most modern SUVs and pickup trucks are fine, but some of the older ones where the center of gravity is high, we don't accept. But if they can bring a parent's car or something like that, that's good.
Right. I like the fact that you got an 18-wheeler there and give the kids an idea of what that truck driver has to go through, what he can and can't see, and gives them a better sense when they're on the road how they can be a better partner for other vehicles out there too. So that's great. We appreciate your time, Bob, for sharing a little bit this morning. I know you got other things going on this morning. Bob McDonald for the Tire Rack Street Survival. Again, you can go to streetsurvival.org and find out more details. And again, it's coming to Lorain County Community College Saturday, June 24th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bob, thanks for your time this morning and what you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.